So another question is that to review the SOC 1 and SOC 2 approach, which is basically the service organization control. That's what SOC is. And these reports are for internal controls of the service organization. Many times it's going to be the CPA, which performs an audit and provides a report at the provider's request. So the SOC 1 will then look at internal controls that impact financial reporting. And then SOC 2 report deals with the provider's security, their processing integrity, confidentiality, and privacy. These are obvious concerns when dealing with the provider. I think also the third point I would look at from the customer's point of view is, does the subscription agreement provide expressly that the customer will maintain ownership of its data and then any analytics as well? That's very important. And finally, can the customer control access to its data? So the customer actually has a lot of points to consider. It's not just take it or leave it. They have to consider also the service level agreement. Does it maintain reasonable industry performance standards? Now, you see that the industry standard says, well, we're going to guarantee access 99.9% of the time, but what happens if there's not? If they don't have that access, are there any penalties? Do you get credits? If, for example, it works like these coupon settlements and class actions where you have a coupon to buy another bad product, that's not necessarily a good thing. So you need to think about, like, what happens in the event of data interruption. What kind of remedies are there available? Are they meaningful? Now, Anne talked about how Article 2 paradigm, which is warranties-based, but from a customer's point of view, you actually want warranties, right? Maybe not Article 2 warranties, but some representation that they're going to comply with privacy data security standards. These aren't Article 2 warranties, but these are warranties in the affirmation of fact, which goes to the basis of the bargain, and that they should be a part of the customer's concern. Will the provider pay, for example, for these notices if there's been data breach? Who's going to be responsible for that? Are there any caps on liability, which would then cut off contests? From the customer's point of view, caps are not a good thing. In other words, a capping liability to a minimum remedy may be the effect of having no remedy whatsoever. For example, they might give you a baseball cap as your remedy. Maybe the agreement says that, so you ought to look to see whether it's a financial cap that you can live with. Do they preclude coverage of costs, for example? I also think that customers have to check to see whether the provider can meet their specific requirements. In other words, what does implementation mean? Implementation means that the cloud user interface meets the customer's internal system requirements. Business continuity plan. What happens? Is there a reasonable plan for backup? Backups are industry standard, but check to see if it's there. How will the data be backed up? Is a customer responsible for their own backup? And that might not be feasible if the data is in the clouds. I also think that customers, especially business customers, ought to look at possibility that some of these services are going to be outsourced. Look for the possibility that the subcontractors and have at least the right to approve whether something is going to be outsourced or subcontracted. Data migration, just like life, taxes, there's an end. And so in this end state, when the relationship ends, how do you deal with the data? Are you going to get the data in a format that you can use? Finally, I would recommend thinking about cyber insurance. Errors and omissions insurance may not cover security breaches, and you may need a tailored cybersecurity policy, which deals with some of the common liability breaches. I think this gives us a really good sense as the synopsis of the chapter, and I hope that all of you take a look at consider looking at the book and looking for information contracts. And thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Michael.